Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Anthony?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm actually calling with regards to your client interview, and this call will take
Yeah.
about 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Am I gonna have to be, like, I'm gonna be driving? Is that gonna be a problem?
It's okay. I'm just gonna ask you
Okay,
questions.
cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
All
sure.
right. Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Anthony, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, Anthony, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay? All right, so it states here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Ben. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. All right, so I got it here. Your business name is called Salazar Summit 2911 LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the address that I have on here, I have 30143 Cabot Drive, Stark City, Missouri, 64866. Is this correct?
What, how was that again? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
So the address that I have on here, Anthony, that's 30143 Cabot Drive, Stark City, Missouri, 64866.
Correct.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yeah, I'm insured and licensed.
Gotcha. And I do understand that you're driving, so that means to say you can provide me your business license number right now? Or,
I can't right now.
Okay, gotcha. Can you provide me your business license number, please?
What was that?
Can you provide me your business license number and the expiration date?
Well, see, I don't need a license for here.
Oh, okay. So when you register your business in this state, it doesn't require any license?
Right.
Gotcha. All right. I noticed you then, but you are insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Let me see. And I just want to make sure, Anthony, can you receive mail at this address?
The what now?
I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this home address that you have provided?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 417-592-3733?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's anthony@salazarsummit.com.
Yes.
Okay. With regards to your home address, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Well, Google has a reward. You want to hide it?
Yeah, preferably.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. All right. And I see that you already have a business website, right?
A website?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you are also using a Google Workspace. That's anthony@salazarsummit.com. So let me just go ahead and pull up your domain name real quick. salazarsummit.com. Okay. All right, thank you now. So that leads me to my next question. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book job?
It don't really matter. I mean, if you think it needs, I mean, I'm not too sure about what websites are supposed to look like. I mean, if it needs improvement, I'm not against it.
Okay. But what would you be comfortable? But if you would like us to create a new layout for your website, Anthony, we will need access to your domain name. And do you own this domain?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So let me go ahead and pull it up real quick. Okay. So your domain name, alsalazarsummit.com, this is under GoDaddy, right?
How is that again? Sorry.
Your domain name, this is under GoDaddy.com, correct?
No, it's Gmail, I think.
Okay, I'm actually pulling up your domain name. Your domain name, which is SalazarSummit.com, and I see that this is under GoDaddy.com.
Okay.
So,
okay.
if you would like us to create a new layout for your website, that means to say you will need to grant us domain access.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Do you have your access to your domain, or would you like us to promote your website as is? What do you think? Or you can always think about
it. Let's just do it as is for now, because my other marketing company that I have on for social media, they're the ones that got the domain name and stuff, so I'd have to go reach out to them and all that.
Gotcha. So that means to say maybe you don't own the domain yet, right? So that's
yeah,
okay.
I mean, I own it. I own it, but they just keep track of it. Like, they put the order in and stuff, have all the passwords and stuff for it. I don't deal with that marketing much.
Okay, gotcha. Well, anyway, Anthony, as I've mentioned earlier, if you do want us to create a new layout for your website, a new design for your website, just let us know, because there's no additional cost for that, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, so now we'll just have to promote it as is. So let's talk about your call tracking number. So let's set up your call tracking, which is included to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instant to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username, okay? So, let me just pull up here, Anthony, and see the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? So, I got it here. That's 417-362-8411.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So, anyways, after we end this call, I will do a set of calls to the call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Alrighty. And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay. And also, Anthony, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Salazar Summit 2911 LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, not at this time.
All right, yep. And a raise, you can always add it anytime, if ever you'd be interested. So we can skip that. And I see that you are already using a Google Workspace. That is a very good idea because that will build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. If ever you want to add more to your account, Google Workspace, we do have it here also in Local Splash for $19 per month per user. And you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right, and now let's identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Anthony, shows that you do provide barn construction services. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so what's the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say pole barns.
Pole barns, okay. But do you want it to be found first with the keyword barn construction contractor?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you, Anthony. Let me know if you want to add any from the list or let me just pull it up real quick. Okay, so let me know if you want me to take out any from the list or if you want to add more, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So I got here barn construction contractor. We have barn construction services. We also have here... But you mentioned that your main service is going to be pole barn construction, right?
Yeah, pole barn construction, yes.
So I'm going to add it next to the barn construction services. And also we have here barn builder. We have custom barn construction. We have pole barn builder. We also have the pole barn construction, which I already added at the top. And we also have horse barn construction, livestock barn construction, agricultural barn construction, metal barn installation, wooden barn construction, post and beam barn construction, prefabricated barn kits, barn design services, barn foundation services, barn roof installation, barn siding installation, barn door installation, barn repair services, and barn restoration services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
The metal building, I don't do that.
So you don't do barn builder?
Well, I do, but like I do all wood, it's not metal. And yeah, a lot of those get mixed up there.
Okay, so you don't do wooden barn construction, so you want me to take
it out? Yeah, wooden, yes, wooden barn, yes, but
okay,
not, because there was one in there that said metal barn construction, but it can stay, and that's not a big deal, because it's just whenever they search that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when they search this stuff, it means to say you will pop up with your business name. So if you don't do a metal barn installation, I can take it out.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. But you do modern wooden barn construction, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much all the other stuff sounded about right.
But not just the metal barn. Okay. Do you have any other keywords that you want me to take out from the list?
There's another one about packages, custom packages or something like that.
Let me see. I can go over and let me know what you want me to take out.
Yeah, I'll just stop you whenever. Yeah.
Gotcha. So we have barn construction contractor, barn construction services, pole barn construction, barn builder, custom barn construction, pole barn builder, horse barn construction, livestock barn construction, agricultural barn construction, wooden barn construction, post and beam barn construction, prefabricated barn kits, barn
that one right there.
Okay, this one.
The prefabricated.
Okay, I'll check it out. And the rest are barn design services, barn foundation services, barn roof installation, barn siding installation, barn door installation, barn repair services, and barn restoration services.
Let's take the barn restoration out.
Okay, I'll take it out. Okay, so are you okay with the rest?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yeah, I mean, I do, like, residential, garages and stuff like that as well.
So for the garage, yeah. What's going to be the specific service for that, like garage builder?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me add it here. Residential garage building, correct?
Sure.
Okay. What else?
Trying to think here. I mean, I do, I do barn dominiums as well.
Let me add that.
You need a sandwich? Okay. You need a sandwich? I'm going to get one. I'm getting hungry.
Okay, so you mentioned a barn dominion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, let me go ahead and add it here real quick. Okay, what else?
That'd be it for now. I'm trying to get into houses too, but I'm not really ready for that yet. Could do house framing.
Could we add house framing?
Yeah, could do that.
Okay. If you don't have any other service keywords or any service that you can provide right now, that's okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments. How about that?
Okay. Sure. Sounds good.
Gotcha. All right. Let me just note here. Okay. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Anthony, is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I had some stuff written down, but I'm not with it is a problem.
That's okay. Will you be able to send it to me through email later?
Yeah, I would. That'd be better.
Okay. So you will email this, but let me see. Do you offer free estimates?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Is this a family-owned business?
No. It's not family-owned either. Okay.
Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, and I want to add those because this is going to be very helpful for the business around your area, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you can also email me the rest of what sets you apart from your competitors so we can note it here. And do you have a mission statement?
I do,
but I don't know.
Do what?
Oh, was it on your website? I'll try to check on your website if you do have a mission statement.
It might be there, but I also have it written down in my office as well.
And you prefer what you have written down, correct?
Yeah. And
okay.
I don't know it by memory yet.
Thank you.
Okay. So I will also note here that you will email together with what sets you apart from your competitors, your mission statement.
Great. Yes.
Okay. Anyways, you do have your account manager, and I will let him know of all the things that you have found. Okay?
Okay, sure.
And
sure.
Maybe it could help when he do check on your account and give you some progress updates, and maybe he can follow up with this. Okay?
Sure.
And
yeah. Yeah, I was just going to ask if you're going to email me what I need to. That way I can remember.
Yeah, for sure. I'll note it here. Yeah. So I will email
sure.
you the things that we need so that in one sitting you can check out. All right.
Sure. That'd be great.
Email the things we need. Okay. And do you have a tagline?
Yeah. What I normally run off is built beyond standard expectations.
That's built beyond standard?
Beyond standard expectations.
Beyond standard expectations.
Right.
Okay, so that's built beyond standard expectations.
No, just not
oh.
built, just beyond, just,
oh,
yeah.
just beyond standard expectations.
Yes.
Okay. So we have beyond standard expectations. All right. It's easy to catch and easy to remember. It's a good tagline, actually. And how many years have you been in business?
That I have on my business, so it's about 5 years of experience.
So you have like 5 years of experience?
Yeah, right. I just started my business, but I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Gotcha. So you started this around this year, 2026?
Correct. Yeah, I made my business name. Made my business name at the end of 2025.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll note it here. The business started 2026, but you have 5 years of experience, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I'll note it that way then. That is very helpful also. It's a good idea that you finally started your own business. So let's work with that. 5 years of experience. And how many people work for your company?
Five.
We have five here, and do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Residential.
Just residential for now?
Yes.
And I just want to confirm, Anthony, that I got here your correct hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Saturday, you do 7 a.m. to 5.
Yeah, I mean, we could put, we could go 7 to 8 is fine with me.
Okay. So that's Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., correct?
Right.
Okay. How about Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
Yeah. No Sunday.
Okay, closed on Sundays. Let me update that. And what type of payment do you accept?
Check or cash? As of now.
So you do check, cash. How about Venmo, Apple Pay?
I can do Cash App. Mm-hmm. Got that as well.
So we do check, cash, and Cash App? Okay, thank you so thank you so much for this, Anthony. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is you will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads. The second option is you will list your company on an expanded search like Candid Plus directory, but I don't recommend you that option, Anthony, because banking with a directory can open you to spam calls and wasting time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The best one.
All right. Okay, let's work with the first one, the one that we highly recommend, okay? Alrighty. Let me just go ahead and have that. Okay. Working with the first option. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high value jobs. So it seems here that your business is located in a star city, Missouri. So for this, Anthony, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion. Of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it's very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we can work on that?
Yeah.
And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
Right.
All right. So now, can you provide me your target cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate?
Neosho, Missouri.
Okay, that's Neosho. Okay, what's next?
Yeah. Shell Knob, Missouri.
I'm going to add it here. One moment. Was it again?
Shell Knob, Missouri.
Shell Knob, okay.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Grove, Oklahoma.
That's Grove, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. What's the next one?
To Pittsburgh, Kansas.
That's Pittsburgh, Kansas?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Kansas, Kansas, right? Mm-hmm, got it here. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the last one?
We're going to do Cassville, Missouri.
That's going to be Cassville, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Add it here. Alright. Thank you so much for that. And my next question for you, Anthony, is do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I don't know.
Okay. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research and I'm trying to do a research because I want to make sure that you don't have any duplicates for your Google Business Profile, because that is not going to be helpful for you, okay? So upon checking here, I didn't see any business under your business name, so that is nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you, okay? So, Google will require one of your verifications and choose just the verification method. Is it a video, phone, email, or postcard? And your assistant is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with your city tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and group of management. And we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
I do have business cards.
Okay, sounds good. Because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area of business. Okay? And also, Anthony, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days, as Jeffrey said earlier. You can reach out to us with a photo and submit yourself on the Find dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification,
You can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is large. Make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruption. Okay? And also ask the need to get your Google Business profile verified. Google needs some information to proceed further. We send you an email that says "Have needed pictures needed for Google verification." So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tool or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and work name. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form including the email, and we'll be following up with Google and letting you know that you have
information.
Right. Alright. And also, we want to proceed with the way offer is the weekly Google profile code, which runs in the local search. You will be able to review and update this anytime that you have it. So, would you like us to go ahead and activate this to your business with no extra cost?
Sure.
Alright, so the one that is maximized on the offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. Anyways, Anthony, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Yeah.
Alright, and let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Hey, what? Yelp page?
Yeah. Do you currently have a Yelp page or no?
No.
Okay. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized for you to have all set number with us, which you already offer. And so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So I just want to confirm, would you like us to create the Yelp page for you?
Yes.
Alright, so we will create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business page?
A what now?
Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let me see. Let me just try to pull it up. One moment here. Oh, yep, I see it now. Alright, sweet. Okay, so do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I don't really manage it, but I can get to it.
Mm-hmm. But can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
How was that?
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page?
Barely.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because my social media guys do that.
So the thing here, Anthony, that you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
Okay. And since you do have Facebook ads, we will need admin access to your Facebook page so we can get your ads running. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. If ever, if you have time later, and if you can add an admin to your Facebook business page, then I do can work on your Facebook ads, okay?
Okay, sure.
Alright, so I'm going to send you the email right now just to make sure. Grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. And speaking of your Facebook ads, let's talk about your Facebook ads. So, do you want to send specific images or messages for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this?
I'm not sure.
Do you have a specific photo that you want on your Facebook ad, or would you like to have a creative team to handle it for you?
Well, I will let you all handle it, and yeah, see what. If not, I can, I'll
All right, let's, I'll note it here that I'll have a great team handle this, but if you have concerns or any revisions that you would like, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And do you have photos that you can send?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And there are three lead response methods for your Facebook ads, Anthony. So we have this, what we call a form mail, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So you can only choose one between the three, okay? So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you by email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the leads tab. And the next option are calls or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, Anthony, is the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are callers, Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. Which one would you like to use?
I don't know. I guess whichever works best.
Okay, how about we try the form fill, the one that our team highly recommends?
Yes, sure.
Gotcha. You will receive an email and SMS in real time once you have leads from your Facebook ads, okay?
Yes.
All right, then. We highly recommend that you let's work with that. And I see, Anthony, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google? If that's the win and your prospects look for your services, do you only pay for true demand when someone clicks? And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results that you can add any time, okay? Alright. And I see, oh wow. I see that you have Google Verified as part of your package. This is a very good product that you have, Anthony. So, for your Google Verified, I just want to make sure, have you received your Google Verified application form? Is it as important for you to fill it in as soon as possible?
Yes, I did receive it today, I believe.
Gotcha, sounds good. So if you have time later, I hope you'll be able to do it. So, our Google Verified team will be notified that you're done filling it in, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I just want to confirm with regards to the category that you have chosen for your Google Verified. You have chosen contractor, builder, and bar dominium, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-in, or shall we reach out if needed?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much whenever.
Okay, if you have concerns, we can call you anytime, right? But if you're not available, we'll try to leave a voicemail, and you can send us a text message. What would be the best time to give you a call back? Would that be okay?
Yeah, evenings work best for me.
Okay, evening works best. So we actually do operate 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. But I will let our team know, okay?
Yeah.
And I see that you have a logo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can send it to us, that would be very helpful for the marketing. So I hope you can upload or send your logo to the dashboard, or whatever works best for you. So now, Anthony, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, your viewers list, the one that we just discussed earlier. Let us know if you want to add your address. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-free images. If your submissions are low-resolution, we will add in the 3 stamp photos as placeholders so you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stamp photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
Okay. And if my dashboard login, which you have already received, can be used to track track calls, leads, search visibility and complaints from web from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about time frame and what they spend. The online company launch basis. At July, it's 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directory to Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. We check your dashboard for real-time updates. We hear from us in monitor daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text from scammers, competitors, claiming to work for Google or offering an entire service just for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, or just listing initially and never pay for additional listing services, unless it's directly to your local And also, Anthony, we want to schedule your first complaint review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So one day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 1st of April. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day that you would like to get?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And what would be the best time for you?
Late in the evening would work best for me. So.
Like around 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I'm so about. I mean, yeah, I don't know how late you go, but any time after 4 works best.
Okay, anytime after 4. Okay, anytime after 4 works best. So let me just go ahead and check the available schedule for that. So we can do 5 p.m. Pacific without work, 5 p.m. your time without work best.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'll have 5 p.m. your time scheduled for you. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay? Alrighty, so let me just have the 5 p.m. for you. Okay. Alrighty, and let me see. So you are assigned to a dedicated account manager, the one that I just mentioned earlier. So his name is Michael. Your account manager's name is Michael. He will be your single point of contact for all the future campaign discussions and questions. I was trying to bring him into the call right now, Anthony, but it seems like he's not available. So since he is not available, he will start reaching out to you over the next few days in order to introduce himself, give progress updates on your account, or answer any questions that you may have. Okay. And also, Anthony, I'm letting your account manager know that we are almost done with the plan interview, so he can check on your account. Okay? Alright. If I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call with a tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay? This wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time, your engagement, as well for meaningful growth with Local Stash. But if you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6625. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if you're in the field to help. the way, who is on your call the same day or for the next business day. So please watch the email and let's for status update. Don't expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review complete momentum and opportunity. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. And before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you? Gotcha. Thank you so much for your time and for giving time right now. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, especially that you're driving, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.